My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin's scammer Han is suspicious of Davin. Should she be? Listen and enjoy.
Increasingly, I'm finding these scammers do not seem to be sincere, Joe.
But the funny thing is you really haven't said any wise-ass stuff. You know, it's not like you've been going for the bit. You know, you've been kind of answering them back. You know, I mean, you're trying to go for a little humor, but it's not like you've been over the top about it.
No.
You know, you haven't gone really. I mean, you know.
No, you got to earn that, Joe. You got to earn the really.
Yeah, but I understand.
No, but I'm also not falling in love adoring them. Like, wow, this woman's paying attention to me. But she's questioning my motives. I go, comedy doesn't really work on Instagram in a direct message. You said you sell skincare products, and that is why you are in Germany. She goes, if that's what you were doing, sorry, I'm not in that for now. I'm here looking for someone serious that will understand me, not to laugh at me. Of course you are. I always hit strangers on Instagram to find a serious relationship. That's my move. I thought I was the only one.
Yeah. Right.
I go, I was being serious, but you were free to go. Bye. I'm kicking it to the curb, Joe. I've had enough.
I find this very interesting because basically there's still enough there to get money out of you. I don't know why she's giving up the ghost so quick.
Well, I told her she's free to go. That was me.
Okay.
I go, I was being serious, but you are free to go. Bye. I've had enough of this. I won't be accused by some scammer of being insincere. I won't have that, Joe. Not on my watch.
How dare you? I won't. I shan't.
Yes, fake Davin is being really serious here in a completely fake way. She goes, it shows all over you. I go, I asked you about your job. She goes, I import and export skincare products and jewelries all over the world, but I'm currently in Germany and will be back home as soon as I'm done with everything I'm doing here. I go, yes. And
what? Export. Hey, you like to say, hold on. Yeah, we got a new truckload of rouge that came in off the container.
Yeah. Yeah, it goes like that. I go, yes, and I asked you if that is what stressed you, and you flipped out. Don't need a stressed out woman in my life who's looking to fight with me. I was showing concern. I was being a friend. You're lost. Fake Davin's had enough, Joe. Fake Davin has had enough. Do you like this tact? That right off I'm going, I don't need this shit from you, woman.
No, because they start in with all this stuff, you know, so prematurely. You know, and the thing about it is that unfortunately the people that get scammed by them, you know, they're lonely, they want to have conversation and stuff like that. They'll go along with this. But you're like, I'm not putting up with this shit. Who are you?
Yeah, who are you? I got other fake girlfriends. I don't need this shit.
That's right.
She goes, well, point of correction, handsome. Ooh, I liked how she snuck that in. I'm not a hard woman to be with. I am a very easygoing person. I don't smoke, drink, or do drugs.
See ya.
Joe's like, well, you've lost me now. I go, that has nothing to do with you losing your shit on me and accusing me of mocking you. Fake Davin is not putting up with this, Joe. She goes, I'm God-fearing person, hardworking. I was born and raised well. I go, and you are high-strung and suspicious. You need a release ASAP. She goes, well, what I have to say, I'm sorry if what I said get to you. I didn't mean it that way. I just feel like I'm being serious here and realize you are a comedian. I go, that's my job. It does not mean I'm an asshole. Not for nothing, it kind of does.
Yeah, but still, you're not answering her back like a smartass.
No, no. She's a little suspicious.
A little bit.
I hate when my scammers are suspicious of my motives. How dare they?
It's spy versus spy.
It always is. And until they get my money, I win every time.
That's right.
So she goes, so I thought you were running a comedy, LOL. I go, well, I am funny. Maybe you should chat with a librarian. That way you have no doubts. I am calling her on the carpet, Joe. She goes, Han. I think she meant to go, ha-ha. You are a good man. I like someone like you. You are a straightforward man. I go, you just said you thought I was making fun of you. She goes, you speak your mind, and I really like that. Yes, I just want to know if you're serious about me. I go, I do. I don't know you. Why am I going to be serious? I just met you, you daffy broad.
If you're serious about you. You have a longer conversation with the girl that works at Burger King than this one.
Well, she's going to give me something I want for my money.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.